shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good afternoon and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of the International Happy Station Show, wherever you may be, which is the reason why I say good morning and good afternoon. I should also say good evening. So all three. So good dawn, good daybreak, good sunset. Yes. Well, it's really nice to have you with me today. Today's show is a little bit different because I'm actually not here. Well, that's not exactly true. I am here right now at this very moment, but meaning I am not in Taiwan as this show is going out, because we actually recorded this show a few weeks ago because I knew that I was going to be away. So every so often we record one or two backup programs, you know, for emergencies like I get hit by a chicken or something. Yes, get hit by flying poultry. Ouch. Actually, that would hurt, especially if it's shot out through some type of cannon. Yes. A chicken cannon. Now, some of you may know what I'm talking about. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Anyway, we do have a special show for you nevertheless. We're going to be bringing you a radio drama, an absolutely fantastic radio drama that I remember listening to many, many years ago. But I thought that we'd begin with the one and only Peter Gabriel, who is actually one of the original members of the group Genesis. He left Genesis to have his own solo career and has been doing very well ever since. The track we're going to listen to is called Schock den Affen. Yes, it's in German. That's because he actually recorded an album called the German album, the Deutsche Album, which actually, Schock den Affen is the German version of the song Schock the Monkey. Here's Peter Gabriel.
Friends,
Shock den Affen, otherwise known in English as Shock the Monkey, from Peter Gabriel's Deutsche album. All right, I mentioned at the beginning of the show we have something special today, and that is a radio play. Yes, an absolutely fantastic radio play that SWLs and DXers will certainly be interested in. Now, I've always been a fan of radio drama. I've been listening to radio drama even as a young boy growing up in Canada on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Back in the 1980s, CBC Radio had a series that I used to listen to religiously called Nightfall. And it was a fantastic series that delved into the paranormal and mysteries and things like that. It was absolutely fantastic. And I used to listen to it religiously. Well, something that I came across not too long ago was a bunch of tapes. Because when I used to listen to the show, I used to tape it to listen to it again. And I think I must have recorded, maybe 25 or almost 30. Almost 30 of the programs. And I was going through some boxes, found the tapes, and I went, I wonder if I'd recorded it. Well, as part of the series Nightfall, they did a play that was written by George R. Robertson called A Shortwave Goodbye. Good title, isn't it? A Shortwave Goodbye. And it's about a guy by the name of Harvey, who is an SWL. And his wife takes a fit, breaks the radio, bends something, crossover, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to give too much away. And then all of a sudden, his radio can tune in, his shortwave radio, can't tune in to international broadcasts anymore, but is picking up on the shortwave bands local radio stations with news. That's not so unusual, right? Well, it's unusual, of course, if the news is of the future. So, as I recorded it off CBC Radio, January 9th, 1981. Wow, that's a long time ago. I was 11 years old. Here's Nightfall, with a wonderful presentation of A Shortwave Goodbye, written by George R. Robertson, here on the International Happy Station.
Fantastic. Oh, Harvey Beasley, you're a genius. It's incredible. The pento grid link was the key.
Harvey!
Yeah, I'm up here.
I know where you are. Do you know what time it is?
Oh, I'm picking up the most amazing signals, Harriet. That new pento that...
Harvey, I'm going out. I need
some
money.
You wouldn't believe the signals.
I'm broke.
Listen. This is Antarctica. Hey? It's clear as a bell.
Will you shut that stupid machine off?
This means everything to me and not a damn thing to you. I just can't fathom why you...
Shortwave's your problem, Harvey, not mine. Now, once more, I need cab fare.
Wait, listen. Can you hear that? It's the other end of the world.
Shut it off.
Look, this is my big day.
Where's that blasted switch?
I brought in the other end of the world.
And what about this end? Your big discovery going to make any money?
I'm very proud of what I've done, Harriet. You should be, too.
Is there any future in it?
Well, it's taken so long. All scientists, inventors need time
What's
before they...
What's it worth?
Is dinner ready?
I called you 5 times.
Yeah, I guess, didn't hear you.
All you ever hear is your stupid shortwave radio. Other men have hobbies. You have a terminal disease.
Why did you bother to come up here, Harriet?
It's my volunteer night. Sick kids hospital.
Well, I can give you 5, I guess.
The last of the big time spenders.
It's not another new dress.
Well, you can go around looking like welfare if you want, but not me.
How did you pay for it?
Master charge.
Harriet, I can't cover what you've charged already. They threatened to garnish you my salary. I'll be fired.
Fired? Who'd notice?
They'd notice.
You haven't got the ambition of a mole.
Yeah, what do you think my shortwave experiments are all about?
Bringing in Greenland?
Yeah, well, stick around. I might surprise you.
27 years ago, I married a poor bookkeeper with big dreams. Now, what have I got? A poor bookkeeper, period.
Who knows how to live within his means?
Don't get smart with me, Harvey. I could have you thrown out of this house.
You could do.
I talked to a lawyer last week. She told me there'd be no problem.
Oh, damn it. This is my house. Belonged to my father.
Come out of the dark ages, Harvey. I know my rights.
Yes, so look who's liberated.
And if you don't watch your step, I'll liberate you from half your savings, half your pension, and all of your house. I've spent the best years of my life with you.
Randy, old sow.
I'll do it too, sooner or later.
Well, this poor bookkeeper has one big dream left. Putting his hands around your throat. Oh, if only there was a way to kill you without getting caught.
What are you doing with that hammer?
I've squandered my life on you.
Harriet, put that down.
You and your damn shortwave disease.
Don't throw it. Harriet! My radio. Do you know how much blood and sweat went into that? No, you selfish slob. It means nothing to you.
I wish I'd aimed it at your skull.
Harriet, just how dumb do you think I am? Volunteer work at Sick Kids. You're off to meet your retread man of the world again. Big romantic stuff. Sagging matron beds, overweight widower. Let's see how much damage you've done. Oh, geez, you bet the new crossover. God knows what else is broken inside. I'll have to start all over. Wait a minute. Maybe if I rotate the crossover.
The leader.
It hurts.
Acceptance of a new project which Mayor Farnham unveiled today.
Farnham.
Expropriation of the lakefront warehouses will begin later this month. With construction to start early next year.
How can I be getting local news on the short
day, June 16th?
The frequency and amplitude are totally incompatible. You can't bend the laws of physics. Something must really be broken. Tuesday? He said Tuesday the 16th. How can the... He said Tuesday. Harriet! Harriet, what day is it?
Don't leave your dishes in the sink, Harvey.
Harriet, wait. What day is today?
Oh, for God's sake, it's Monday.
Thank you. Monday the 15th.
Harvey, get your head examined.
It is Monday the 15th. I must be hearing things.
In the Thursday feature at Woodbine today, the winner was...
Tomorrow's Races.
...in 1780.
1780? Is that for a $2 bet? Knew more about racing. It's unbelievable. It's Wednesday, but I'm hearing Thursday. There must be a scientific explanation. Why can't I see it?
Hey, Mark Goldie.
Oh, go away.
You dead in there?
What do you want, Philip?
What kind of welcome is that for a neighbor with an extra ticket for tomorrow's game?
Yeah, no, sorry. I've got a lot of work to do.
You've been up here all week. Never out of this garret.
Look, I'm busy.
How much fun can a guy have listening to the radio?
You'd be surprised.
Even Einstein took a night off.
Einstein?
The Yankees are playing. I made $160 last time they were in town.
Einstein.
Although not easier than selling electrical supplies.
The theory of relativity. Einstein said time bends back on itself.
Terrific, Harvey. What do you say?
On another plane, this moment in time has already passed. Without the warp... The future is today. The bend Harriet made in my crossover might precisely counterbalance the bend in the time warp.
Hey, Harvey, I'm talking to you.
Leave me alone, Philip. I have to think.
Well, pardon me.
By sheer accident. But why not? The future is today. Good night, Philip. Hot-bellied man of the world.
Hello?
Philip? Harvey.
Harvey? What's the matter?
Would you mind giving me the number of your bookmaker?
I can't give out his name. What the hell am I doing? Security, you know.
Come on, Philip. What is this?
I can, I can place bets for you, though, Harv.
Well, thanks, but I keep money cards close to my chest.
Yeah, well, I can have the guy call you.
Fine,
but
thanks.
I don't get it, Harvey. You're not a betting man.
I am now, Philip. You bet I am. Now.
A spokesman for the Prime Minister's office said today, on the local scene, Frank Marcucci, reputed underworld figure, was gunned down late this afternoon outside his Queen Street Tavern. Police say they have no leads.
That's it. That's the chance. If I know the future, maybe I can change it. Undo what's already happened, or what's about to happen. Don't call me Harvey, call me God. Marcucci, yeah, here. Marcucci's Tavern. He's warned, he should be able to escape. Lord, the possibilities this opens up for old plod-along Harvey.
All right, what the hell's going on?
Dad, what the hell do you mean, breaking in here?
I'm trying to place a bet with Rooney tonight. You know what he told me? He's cut me off.
Why?
Because you've taken him for $23,000 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's beginner's luck, fella.
$23,000, that's impossible.
Not according to Rooney.
I want to know how you did it. Huh? I mean, come on, Harvey. We're pals, huh?
Look, I've got an important call to make.
Yeah, but I...
Alone.
Radio on. I've got a headache.
I have to hear the news.
Don't you get enough racket on that stupid set upstairs?
The minister's office said today. On the local scene, Frank Marcucci reputed
he was as
useless
anyway. You can't do anything about it.
This afternoon outside
Shut
his
up,
Harry. Tavern. Police say
I
they
said
have no
I have a headache. How dare you tell me to shut up? Isn't
it
that I
anyway.
Have to listen to that stupid radio
Marcucci
upstairs
didn't
before
believe
I turn
me.
The one on in the kitchen?
Maybe the future can't be changed, just used as is. I'm glad I'm not important enough to make the news. Well, the first priority is dollars and cents. And then, Harriet, it's your turn.
Don't worry about it, Phil. You're just tired. Now you're working too hard.
No, I'm not worried about that.
Oh, good.
I want to know how he's doing it.
Who? Doing what?
You mean he hasn't told you?
Harvey? All I want to know is how come he quit his job.
You're his wife, for God's sake.
How does he think we're going to survive?
What kind of a husband is he, anyway? Not letting you know.
He's not a man. He's a mole.
Damn lucky mole.
Phil, baby, what are you going on about?
Look, if anyone can find out, Harriet, you can, you know?
I haven't the faintest idea what he's doing or how he's doing
it. Listen, now listen, if we play our cards right, you and I will have a very rich future.
Wonderful, Phil. But right now, we've got some unfinished business.
And on the Toronto Stock Exchange, Can North Petroleum led all gainers today as news of a Beaufort Sea discovery sparked an 11-point rise.
Can North Pete. Ah, yeah. 27 7/8. So, 1,000 shares would be. Yes.
I brought you a cup of tea.
Oh?
Earl Grey. Your favorite.
Yeah, thank you, but I don't really.
Well, we've been fighting so much lately. I've said some awful things I didn't mean.
I don't see how.
I'm trying to make up, Harvey.
Why?
Because there are no chocolate cookies to go with the tea.
Harriet, what is this tea ceremony all about?
We're both still pretty young, Harvey. Maybe we could start all over. I could give up Sick Children's Hospital, if you know what I mean. Maybe we could take a trip.
A trip? On master charge?
It's not too late for us, Harvey.
You mean this poor bookkeeper's getting respectable?
Harvey, don't make me feel even worse.
I'm awfully sorry, Harriet.
We've got to think of the future.
Oh, I spend a lot of time thinking about the future, Harriet. Mine and yours.
That son of a bitch!
I wanted to kill him, making me grovel
maybe,
like a...
Maybe that's the only way.
What do you mean?
Would you miss him?
You're not planning to...
It's the only crack I'll ever have at that kind of money.
But, Phil, that's crazy.
He's not going to cheat me out of it.
Phil, I'm still his wife.
And we won't be worth a red cent till you're his widow.
There must be a perfect way, a foolproof way to get rid of you. I can't just take the money and run, Harriet. You'd still be entitled to half. Besides, skipping out wouldn't be playing the game, would it? Maybe I can find something just right for the two of you. What if I readjust the setting?
22.
Being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Tragedy of a different sort. Tragedy with a ray of hope occurred last night in suburban Brentwood when Harvey John Beasley was...
God. Me. How? When? What day am I hearing? Come on, damn it. Cross over back.
The news for Wednesday, September 19th.
Tomorrow.
Stay tuned now for more music on...
God, I don't want to die. Maybe I changed the setting. Maybe it wasn't tomorrow. Yeah, I changed the setting. Yeah, it could be 20 years from now. There's no way to tell. How do I protect myself? From a death with no date. Home, anyway. Should be safe here. Oh, my God. It's fused to the cabinet. If I touched that cell, I'd have been fried. But what could short it out like that? No, it's not possible. Unless someone... Of course... Philip, he'd know how. The two of them are after my money. But I did it. I changed the future. I'm still alive. Though you won't be much longer, Harriet. The game for keeps begins in earnest.
And here is the evening news.
I could hear people screaming inside.
Are you out of your mind coming here in broad daylight?
I had to tell someone. Living with him since we tried to... I can't stand
okay,
it.
Okay, take it easy. Why were you going to a paint store of all places?
For Harvey. He insisted. Just so thankful I was late.
What do you mean late? To pick up a can of paint?
He said the owner was expecting me at 4:30 sharp.
Which is when the store went up in flames, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this
grimy little chase, the next move is mine.
That's twice you've missed me. The electrical trick got closer than that tripwire with the two steps taken out of the cellar stairs. Come on, let's get professional, Harriet. Still, what if I haven't cheated the Grim Reaper? Death with no date. What if you two should get lucky? It's possible, isn't it? I think I'd like to leave a monument of some kind. Of course, a monument to the future. I should have the number here. Oh, Harriet, I know you'll appreciate this. That is, if you're still around.
Sick Children's Hospital.
I'd like to speak to the administrator, please.
Phil, let's stop and think about this.
We can't stop now. He knows we did it.
And he knows we'll try again. He'll be waiting.
Well, it's him or us. Take your pick.
Phil.
Yeah?
You won't leave me after it's over.
Oh, I won't leave you.
You sure?
Word of honor.
Oh, Phil, that makes me feel so much better.
Better or worse, we're a pair. No, a trio. You and me and Harvey's money.
Spokesman for the UN confirmed today that UNICEF and the World Health Organization will coordinate relief efforts.
No date.
Tragedy struck on Lake Ontario today when a small excursion boat belonging to Southern Boat Tours exploded about 5 miles from Toronto Harbor. There were no survivors.
No
explanation for the blast has been given. And
that's
names
perfect.
Of the dead are being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Tragedy of a different sort. Tragedy
yeah.
with a so ray of hope
tours.
Occurred last night.
All went down. All of them.
Southern Boat Tours.
Oh, yes, I'd like to reserve 3 seats on tomorrow's Lake Ontario cruise. The name is Harvey Beasley.
Where are you going?
I have to pick something up.
At this hour?
Yeah, you'll never guess, Harriet. Our luck is changing.
What?
I finally won something.
No kidding.
Yeah, I bought a travel draw and won some tickets for the lake excursion tomorrow.
Lake excursion?
Well, you always wanted to take that cruise, so...
Harvey, wait a minute. I want to talk to you.
I don't have time.
I can't go on like this. I want to start over.
Harriet, I've got less than an hour.
We've got some security now and some money for the future.
Oh? Well, how do you know that?
All that matters is...
that we catch that boat tomorrow.
We do need more time together.
Invite Philip.
Philip?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, tell him it's about a juicy business proposition. One he can really sink himself into.
All right, Harvey. That's the way you want it. We'll go on your little cruise. But you won't be coming back. Can't believe it.
It's all over but the shouting.
He's gone, Phil. He's actually dead.
Yeah, that's damn nice of him, too, saving us the trouble.
If only we'd get our hands on the money.
Oh, don't worry, it has to turn up.
What a great feeling. No more worries.
I'm just afraid I'll never find out his secret.
Seems he took it with him.
But he must have been tapped into the future, huh?
If he had been, he wouldn't have run in front of that car. Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been so eager to go on that boat cruise. Hey, hold it. Why was he so anxious for me to go along? On a boat that was going to blow up.
Oh, don't talk about it.
And what about the paint store fire?
Stop it. Nobody can see into the future.
You saw his stock portfolio up in the attic. He bought into everything at exactly the right time.
And now it's all mine. After all these years, the mole finally paid off.
All ours, you mean, huh?
Yeah. You want a sandwich?
No, I want to hear what's happening in this very rich world of ours.
No reason for the blast has been given, and the names of the dead are
Shut
being
that
withheld
thing off.
Pending notification.
Radios remind me of Harvey.
Tragedy of Radio. A different sort. Tragedy with a ray of hope occurred last night in suburban Brentwood when Harvey John Beasley was struck and killed by a
car. Well, at least he made the news.
In front of his house. This morning, Donald Anderson, administrator of Sick Children's Hospital, announced that Mr. Beasley had bequeathed his entire estate of $348,000 to equip a new operating room in what will be what? Now known as the Harvey Beasley Wing.
What? That dirty, black, miserable mole!
$348,000!
It's all gone! He left me nothing! Nothing! You're all I've got.
Yeah, now, wait a second, Harriet.
Oh, yes, you did leave me something, Harvey. Up in your attic.
Harriet, what are you... The radio. Harriet, wait.
Damn shortwave disease.
Wait, Harriet. The radio's got to be the answer.
Let go of me.
Give me that hammer.
Get away from me.
She's going crazy.
Let me have that radio.
Oh,
that's Harvey's cancer. That short wave.
Harriet,
that radio
Harriet,
warped him.
So give the United Way.
Get out of you, Harvey.
And now, here are the news for Thursday, September 20th.
Did you hear that?
I'll never hear this bloody radio again. Future. He gave away my future.
That announcer. He said Thursday, the 20th. That's tomorrow.
Harvey's disease robbed me of my future.
That was it?
There's no future.
That was it, you fat, stupid bitch.
No future.
Of course, it's no future. Lying on the floor. Look at it, in pieces.
He stole my future. There's no future.
And that was A Shortwave Goodbye, written by George R. Robertson, that originally aired January 9th, 1981, on the CBC radio series Nightfall. And it's been a lot of fun, actually, going through all those Nightfall tapes that I remember making. Wow, so long ago. It was a lot of fun. You're listening to the International Happy Station. If you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And of course, if you're on Facebook, just do a search for PCJ Media. Join the group and you can keep abreast of everything that is going on. Also, we have a Twitter account. Yes, we're one of the twits on Twitter. And of course, it's very easy to do. We are PCJ Media. Just look for PCJ Media on Twitter and you can keep updated with all the new things that are going on here. Also, I want to remind you, actually check out the latest edition. That's the April edition of Media Network Plus, as well as Jazz for the Asking, a weekly jazz program that we do here on PCJ. All right, time now for more music. Let's take a listen to Ray Conniff and his singers with You're an Old Smoothie here on the International Happy Station.
Yo! played you for a sap. Poor you, you thought you laid a trap.
Well, dear, I think it's time to do. You've done just what I wanted to do.
Silly old Spooky, crafty old softy, I'll stick my putty to the hand of a girl.
Ray Conniff and his singers with You're an Old Smoothie. Not too long ago, we received an email from a listener of ours who listens in Dubai, and he's a big James Bond fan, and he read on the internet that I was a big James Bond fan as well, and he said, why don't I do a show of James Bond music? You know, and I thought, hey, that's actually not a bad idea, because I know there's some absolutely fantastic songs from all of the James Bond films. My personal favorites are Thunderball, The Man with the Golden Gun, Goldfinger, and A View to a Kill. Those are actually my favorite ones. Let me know what your favorite ones are. Anyway, we are going to do a James Bond special, so we'll let you know when all that's going to be kicking off. So let's have a little bit of James Bond music right now. Here's Miss Shirley Bassey, who sang three themes. First, to Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever, and then Moonraker. The one we're going to take a listen to is Diamonds Are Forever, which is actually one of my favorite films. It's very, it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. After Sean Connery disappeared for one film and was paid an exorbitant amount of money to come back, and he actually donated the money, I think, to some organization or something like that. But anyway, here's Diamonds Are Forever, the fantastic Shirley Bassey.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Stroke it and undress it. I can see every part. Nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie to me.
Don't need
Shirley Bassey and Diamonds Are Forever. And we do have an upcoming James Bond special, listening to all that fantastic Bond music. Yes. I'll even go out on a limb and do my Sean Connery impression. All right, you're listening to the International Happy Station. One of the shows that I mentioned a moment ago that we have at PCJ is called Jazz for the Asking, and the web link for the webpage for that show is www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. And check it out. I think you'll have a lot of fun listening to it. So I thought we'd play a little sample of the kind of music that we play on the show. This is actually a classic, an absolute classic piece by Dave Brubeck and his quartet from the album Time Out, called Take Five. Thank you. Take five, the Dave Brubeck Quartet, ending today's edition of the International Happy Station Show. Once again, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And you can also get in touch with us via Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media on Facebook, join the group, and you can contact us that way. Well, time has just rolled by. Yeah, it's amazing how fast things go sometimes. I'm always surprised, actually, because, we're 55 minutes, but it always seems like, what, 10? No, not exactly, because we actually, just to let you know, we don't voice track this show. We actually record the show in real time, meaning the show is 55 minutes, it takes 55 minutes to do, we do it as if we are live, we rarely stop. Unless something really bad happens, and it could be a technical problem, or I have a problem, which I have many problems. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Parent all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.